Buon pomeriggio, Lugano. This is a very special block because it's the first time I'm spending a block with Giacomo Zucco, who is also happens to be Mir's husband. And
that's the way the people know me. Yeah.
Yes, of course, everybody knows you because of that.
I married up.
Yes. And I am like excited. It's very weird to talk with each other in English, because of course we talk with each other in Italian, but we want to share something that is going on between us. And the first thing, I just like, Giacomo, really, you choose that t-shirt?
I mean, what's not to love in freedom, liberty, guns, T-bones and Bitcoin? So that's just inclusivity.
Yes, he knows exactly how to trigger me, but I decided I want to show off is complete the personality. I don't want to change you. I married you. And clearly there's something that I really like about you.
You're smart because the way to get me even more provocative is just to try to censor my t-shirt. So that you understand. Also, I'm super excited to be here. I waited 10 years to be here. So the block with Mir former started in Milan 10 years ago. And then I just worked my way up. Humbly, staying humble and just waiting for my chance to be on a block.
In a way, just like the things that you have close to you, you are just like always keeping for the future. But actually, I think you performed really well in Cypher Tank. So we should start with my favorite moment of the Cypher Tank with your face in the final episode. Please do it again.
I'm not sure it's the same, but...
Yeah, kind of. You can do it better.
No, but I don't perform twice the same. It's a unicity of the face. It's important.
The only host that is replying so badly to me, I think it's going to be the only block with Giacomo Zucco, definitely.
Let's make it count.
Let's make it important. Actually, we have spent so many blocks together, Giacomo. I cannot even imagine to count how many blocks we spent together since 2001. And so I want to ask you something kind of personal, because we always start with something personal in a block with Mir. And my question is, if you have to pick some of the blocks that we spent together during those years, which one would you pick? And which one would you pick, like between us, our story, and also which one would you pick in the Bitcoin history too? So it's a very difficult question, but I think I'd love to hear from you.
Bitcoin one is easier, less personal, so I start with more distance and I start safer. I think the Bitcoin block that I preferred leaving it with you was when we first organized the meeting in Milan with all the Lightning Network startups. Mm-hmm. Back then in 2016, the Lightning Network was already an implemented idea, but every company had a different implementation without any precise route for compatibility and interoperability. So we got, thanks to the help of Elizabeth Stark, we started from Lightning Labs, and then we got hold of Blockstream, Async, Amico Pay, Bitfury had a light implementation, I think BitPay as well, many other small attempts and a couple of others. And then we basically locked them in a room and brought them pizza, and they came out after 2 days with the Bolt specification, which was called the Milan Protocol. And me and Mir, we didn't participate back then. Almost 90% of the technical content to me was completely above my pay grade. So, and I was...
Didn't see me. I remember you were so confident in that, and I was like, oh my God, I don't understand anything, but Giacomo at least understands some percentage.
Super high level, but for example, things that I consider exciting, like negative fees for the rebalancing, Rusty Russell was shutting it down, and I was really not able to understand the arguments. So it was above my head. But we met each other in the next office with the glass dividing us from the main office, and we stood there watching that, and we realized that we were basically having a small part in something that could change the history of Bitcoin forever. So we were it's not because we are good, but it's because we are early that we managed to make individual choices that may be consequential in the history of Bitcoin, which is the history of humankind, basically. Mm-hmm. So, of course, one step removed from the history of humankind, there is one thing we decided to do back in 2016. If it was not us, maybe somebody else eventually. So I'm not overstating our unicity, but that was a moment where we realized we were part of the history in the making, which was something that I had not realized fully before that very moment, and we spent it together. And more broadly in our story together, even which actually started way before the first Genesis block was mined, because we are together since 2001, and the first block was only in January 2009.
Correct.
And I think the best one has been more recently with the last Plan B week together, when we finished the Cypher Tank. We and our friends and our coworker, you and them, started to basically collapse on the floor after all the effort. And that was an incredible moment in which once again we realized we had done something incredible for Bitcoin. One was the first one was maybe more consequential for the history of Bitcoin, but this one was more consequential to us in our life specifically. And of course, I'm omitting like the kids, and I am trying to avoid too personal answers, because I mean, let's keep some distance with this Bitcoin folks.
So you're going to tell me later your favorite
blog. It's a private podcast.
Okay. I wanted to give you some exclusive content, but he's not collaborating yet.
Could be a paid Telegram group where they get the personal answers, but this goes on Twitter, and I mean, I have haters.
Yes, so
I cannot be vulnerable.
Oh yes, of course. So you were quoting our last adventure together, which is a Cypher Tank. So I want to ask you a very broad question about, I mean, could be something like the past, the present, and the future for Cypher Tank.
So the past was actually out of necessity. We had been put in charge to some degree of the content level of the POW space. So there was an empty box, a beautiful box, thanks to Fulgur Venture and Tether. The box was beautiful with Satoshi Gallery's art, so the place is amazing, but was empty. And we had to fill it up. So the idea was we need people filling up their private offices and the co-working space, and we don't want them to be just rich Lugano people renting a desk. We want them to be the best of the best of the Bitcoin startups and innovators and builders. So we needed a way to do that. And actually, it was a guy from Postspace, Matteo, coming up with the idea of a Cypher Tank for Bitcoin. And initially, I just took the idea up as a way to fill the place. Then I realized that there was actually an entire infrastructure behind the Plan B structure, which was the Plan B VC fund and the Plan B Foundation for Nonprofit Activities. So I realized, okay, this could not just be an event that we do just because we want to attract people in a place, but this could be an event where actually we could provide some money to people. And then, so that's the past. The past was an idea which was very, in a way, ill-defined. Then there was the present. The present was that this idea resulted into a content which was so good that we felt it was a waste to just use it as a side event for the Lugano Plan B Forum. So initially the idea was there is a Plan B Forum. Around it there is a Plan B Week, which has many events. One of that is the recording of the Cypher Tank.
We just realized that we have in our pipeline Cypher Tank around 2 weeks before filming everything. And I remember I was coming after you and I was, oh my God, what we are going
to do it,
yeah. We really have to do it. Are we going to cancel it, or we are going to focus almost everything for the next 2 weeks on this? Because there's no way we are going to deliver a product in 2 weeks even if we are fully focused on that. So
yeah, we received the authorization to spend the money to basically 3 weeks before the format was recorded. So the startup application process was like, let's go in everywhere shouting, there is this form, please fill it up. And it was a miracle we received 150 applications, because the window for application was very, 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 very short, and this would be better next time. And then the selection process was also hasty, because we asked all the judges, please rank the startups, and then we started to average the ranking, but it was very, very hectic. And then the recording, and during the recording, the magic happened. The Exeo provider, which is actually also doing this this block with Mir, they were so professional, so good in the setup of the lights and everything, that people coming in really realized this was not some scrappy improvised things. It was a professional thing, a very well curated format. And then with the footage, we decided
with the post production, we were like, oh my god, this is even better. This is such a high quality level of content. We wouldn't expect that, and we were shocked. Actually, we were really shocked. We have this amazing product.
Is this coming from us?
Is it coming from us? It was really, we were discussing with Blake before, and he was telling us that if you have a good product, then promotion is going to be easy. And it was the same thing that I thought about CypherTime. This product is incredible. So I have not to screw it up with the production. Basically, I don't have to do any big mistake, because the product will talk by itself. It's going to take some time, but it is working. So what about the future?
So of the future, I cannot speak with authority, because you are the head of CypherTank, so you will decide the future. But I think that when you also collected a lot of feedback during the projection of the format, in live projection of the format here in Lugano, and most of this feedback I think is reasonable. And part of the feedback we were also discussing before with Blake is maybe to make the selection process more transparent, so that the audience can actually see what the judges are thinking about each startup in terms of the business model. Because some of the startups, the judges were like, I love the founder. The founder is a genius. I want to be close to this guy to take my money, because I want to invest on you. But the business model is not defensible, is difficult to monetize, you will go to jail. In other cases, there was like, this business model is brilliant, but I'm really not convinced about the team or the founder or some dynamics. So there were very different kind of insights in the judge's decision. And for sake of brevity and logistics, we had to basically, they had this laptop where tablet where they just put down some scores. And this is not transparent to the audience. And the other thing I think we will have to change, or we can change profitably, will be to make all the selection process clear from the point of view of the semi-finalist and the initial elimination process. Because, for example, Blake is an incredible guy. He arrived third. It's like, oh, just third. Or Peter Todd was like, yeah, we arrived third with Open Test Stamps, Immutable History. But it was third over a very large application pool. Yeah. So next time around, possibly if we have the time and the money and we manage to pull it off, we can make also the pre-selections and the elimination process public, so that when you have a startup arriving third place, you know that it's really third place among a huge pool of contestants. And that's something that maybe didn't come out very clearly. And the other thing is, I think that some things I would like to keep the same. If the head of CypherTank agrees, which, for example, the two MCs, they had so Walker America and Joe Nakamoto, they are huge professionals. They had no idea of anything. Right before entering, I was telling them, they were asking, what are the rules? And we were just making them up, like, let's see that now we eliminate the first three and then the other three. But it was like we were coming up with the rules in that moment. And they had absolutely no preparation with the startups, nothing at all. And we just put them there like, yeah, just introduce them, make it interesting, make jokes. No preparation at all. And they have been amazing, very, very professional.
Incredible. They performed so well, all considered. And by the way, the application are going to be open soon. So stay tuned, or maybe when I'm going to post this, they are already out.
I'll check out.
I don't know, but application is something that we want to like start collecting very early this time to make the process all transparent.
Yeah, and with a larger pool, so that we can have quality. Quality was great, especially for the winner, in my opinion. But we can have a better average quality if more people knows about this opportunity.
Absolutely. So yesterday, actually, there was this thing happening in Lugano. So we were present during like the renovation of like the commitment for the Plan B initiative. So we celebrated a Plan B birthday. So here Lugano once again will be the place for Bitcoin from the point of view the town council and Tether and other people, Fulgur, as helping this initiative for four more years, right? Are you excited about 4 more years of Bitcoin in Lugano?
I am. It's a strange kind of relationship because I am still in awe and I'm still like, I feel super lucky that we ended up being here in a place where the mayor will just shill Bitcoin. It's a surreal place. So we have an amazing opportunity. There is some money around thanks to Fulgur Venture and Tether. There is institutions listening to us about privacy, sovereign individuals, and which is something weird to me as a anarcho-capitalist to talk with the institution in a positive way. And so there is, and also the community, we went from 5 people 2 years ago, 5 people meeting up in Lugano, literally 5. And now we had the biggest Satoshi Spritz of all with 400 people right next to this place here. So it was incredible. The strange thing is that it's as anything which is composed of many parts, it is very complex to navigate. And I think that when we arrived here, we had really no idea of the agendas, the incentives, the people involved, the personalities. We just came here a little bit ignorant of the setup. So the Plan B initiative started in 2022 and we were not even aware that was starting. Then I was involved in the summer school in the Plan B forum as a speaker. Then they handed me the summer school and then they handed us more and more of the organization. So now we are identified as Plan B as a brand, but like back then in 2015, when we created Blockchain Lab, we created that from scratch. So we sit down with our team and we created something. We knew exactly who were the stakeholders, who were the shareholders, what was the objective of the team. In this case, we just entered something that was already in motion. So we took the best of 2 years to understand actually the people involved. So I'm excited because for the first time this next 4 years, it will be something where I will try to contribute and to help with some understanding of the environment, which I didn't have 2 years ago.
So I was like thinking that our block would have been like kind of long because I know you, so I had some questions. So we reached the last one. It's random. Just something I want to ask you. You are a very talented person, Giacomo. You have so many skills and, for example, stand-up comedy is one of your skills. But, of course, there are things you are not good at the moment. So I want to ask you, if you have to choose one skill that you can, like, have overnight, which one would you choose?
Definitely playing violin. So I like music. I like listening to music. I like music in general, but the point is that I'm weird. So when, for example, the reason I do not code really as a job is because I think I have a mind that could be good for software engineering, but since I was doing C++ in the university, I could not finish a line of code without thinking that C++ was bad and I had to invent a better language. But I was never consistent enough to actually write down a language. I did learn everything very exotic from lambda calculus to combinatorial calculus to fourth and Wolfram language and Lisp, Nano Lisp. But I never became good. With the instruments, it's the same. I am good with music, I think. But if I sit down, I try to read music, I would come up with a new musical notation, which I did several times, and it didn't pick up. People are still using the traditional one.
Yeah.
And then I try to play piano, and I realize it's not isomorphic. So if you move around one semitone, the fingering has to change, which I hate. So I try, I say, let's play guitar with an isomorphic tuning. And when I tried, I realized it was very bad that you have the discontinuity at the end. So the point is that since I'm weird, I never really focused on learning. But then I miss it, because even when we do the Rockamoto, you sing professionally, you're a real singer. I just sing as a comic relief. I can envy other people with a real instrument doing real music, producing sounds, if something seems magic. Now, with coding, I always had some kind of inferiority complex because I don't code professionally. So when we talk with Bitcoiners that can code, I feel like a little bit less, like I feel less sovereign because I have to pay people to code for me. I cannot code directly.
Well, now you can ask AI.
That's the point. To do at least, so I never really cared for good coding or performance. I only care for prototyping. So for prototyping, I think it's an overstatement to say that AI can code and will make developers obsolete. But prototyping is something that it is basically already obsolete. So I can vibe code prototypes, which is something that is making me less anxious to become a real coder. And if I really need to read some code, I can do it. While AI cannot help me playing instruments. So that's something that I would really love to do.
Well, I think you can add noise over noise in a way. So you can have two noises and that can be incompatible. So it could be even worse. But
it's not linear. It's like logarithmic. So don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I am a musicologist, by the way. So I really care for sounds, but it's okay. Yeah, you're lucky because you have to experience Giacomo Zucco only doing this block high up.
Microdosing.
Microdosing. Of Giacomo Zucco is a good thing. I spend the majority of my time with this guy, but grazie mille di esserci stato to be with me in this block. It has been a real honor, and you open up a little bit, which is something that really make me proud. And now we have so many things to do in Lugano. So arrivederci.